This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Have you gotten your COVID-19 shot yet? More than 50 million Americans have gotten at least one shot. Today, Johnson & Johnson's one-shot vaccine begins arriving in the States. The number of infections, hospitalizations, and deaths has been falling from January, though deaths are starting to increase a little. Some states are beginning to ease COVID restrictions, and that has health experts worried. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
As optimism rises with another COVID-19 vaccine rolling out, health experts in the U.S. and overseas are warning against overconfidence.
Right now, the virus is very much in control.
And World Health Organization Emergencies Chief Michael Ryan's dismissing any thoughts that the pandemic will end this year.
It will be very premature and I think unrealistic.
At the CDC.
We're not out of the woods here yet.
Director Rochelle Walensky worries about states rolling back restrictions as virus variants spread. The nation's made progress, but not enough.
We cannot be resigned to 70,000 cases a day. 2,000 daily deaths.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's response to accusations that he sexually harassed women on the job is being seen as tone deaf by critics. There are more and more calls for the governor to resign. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio.
We need the whole truth of what happened. We need to make sure it never happens again.
A third woman has now accused Governor Cuomo of offensive behavior. Anna Roush says moments after they met at a wedding in 2019, Cuomo touched her back and face and asked if he could kiss her. Parts of Kentucky, Tennessee, and West Virginia have been getting heavy rain. They're dealing with mudslides, road closings, and power failures. Some school systems have been canceling or delaying classes. This is AP News. Hundreds of schoolgirls kidnapped in Nigeria last week have been freed. The AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Gunmen had taken the girls from a government girls' junior secondary school on Friday in the latest in a series of mass kidnappings of students in the West African nation. The state governor now says 279 of the girls have been freed. The government, though, last week said 317 had been kidnapped. An Associated Press reporter has seen hundreds of girls dressed in light blue hijabs and barefoot sitting at the state government office in one of the area's towns. The girls were then escorted outside by officials and lined up to be taken away in vans. They appeared calm and ranged in ages from 10 and up. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers is giving his hometown, the Chico, California area, $1 million to help businesses who need it. I'm Rita Foley.